And my first guest today is Jacqueline Dunnigan, and she's hoping to get a special birthday message from, of all people, Jurgen Klopp, the manager of Liverpool, and indeed of Liverpool FC, for her granny, Maura Burke, who is 90 next month. It's been a very hard few weeks for Maura, who's a lifelong Liverpool fan. She's originally from County Wicklow, and her two sisters passed away recently within days of each other. Jacqueline Dunnigan, her grand niece is on the line. Hello to you.
How are
Jacqueline?
You, Jacqueline? How are you?
And it's your grandmum that's Maura, is that right?
Yeah, my granny.
And how is she?
She's devastated, but we have to try and just keep pulling her through it and get on with it, I suppose.
Yeah, a tough time for the family and, you know, for especially for Maura. And that's a remarkable age she is too.
Oh, yeah. She always says you'll never get an old dog down.
And just remind us, do you know where she's from in County Wicklow?
Arklow.
Oh, is she? Good stuff. Yeah. And when did she go to Liverpool?
Well, her grandmother is actually from Liverpool. And she's just, our whole life, she's just been mad about Liverpool and football. The whole family is football mad. Like, they named me after Jack Charlton. family of football nuts, really.
Yeah, well, football mad. And tell me about her house. I believe you sort of know that she's a fan of Liverpool when you're there.
Oh, the minute you pull into her driveway, you can see the whole house. The whole front of the house is covered in, this is Anfield. Liverpool supporters live here. You walk into her kitchen and there's just like a shrine devoted to Liverpool. Her magnets, she has pictures all over the house of Liverpool players, of Jurgen Klopp, the whole lot. She's obsessed with them, and that's the only word for it.
Right, and has she got any favourites in Liverpool over the years?
Well, Gerrard was definitely one of them. She lived and breathes for Gerrard. Suarez is another big one. She loves Mo Salah. Absolutely loves the ground he walks on. And of course, Klopp, her favourite of all time.
Right, so she changes with the team as such. Okay, she's gone back to Steven Gerrard as a few years ago, and he's up in Scotland now. But she sort of moves with the team for her favourites, does she?
The player of the season. it's her favourite. She even named her dog after Rafa Benitez, their old manager. So she had her dog Rafa as well.
Right, okay. And there she is, going to be 90 next year. So, as we mentioned, she's come through tough times. And how is she bearing up?
She's taken a hard. It's just shock of it all, to be honest. It was all of just happened so quickly, and it's just given her time to grieve. And she didn't get to say a proper goodbye or anything. Like no one can with COVID. Of course, it's happening all over the world. But we just said we really wanted to do something special for her birthday, just to lift her spirits and just to get her to keep going and keep fighting through it all. Like,
and have you got is it a big family that she has? Lots of
six kids, 19 grandkids. I think there's 7 or 8 great grandkids. So big enough.
Right. Yeah. So in a normal year, you know, this would be a huge celebration. People come from all over, and it'll probably go on for days and everything. But, you know, it's just a devastating situation that we're in at the moment. So what are the plans?
Well, my mum's actually going to try and organise a drive-by for her birthday on the 23rd of March. So just any of the family that actually live in Arklow or friends that just want to drive by the house, that people are in their 5 kilometre radius, kind of, if they can just drive by the house and just wave and beep, and she'll be out her sitting room window waving, just something, anything at all, really, to just lift her spirits and just get her to keep going. And, you know, just anything at all. Like, just, she's best granny in the world, and if there was anything we could do to repay her for everything she has done for us, would just be, it'd be amazing. And especially getting a message from any of the Liverpool team players, past, present, any managers, anything, if they could just do a 30-second clip wishing her happy birthday, we know she'd just be ecstatic over that. She'd love it.
Yeah, and when is the date of her birthday?
The 23rd of March.
23rd of March, okay. So we've a bit of time to organise things. I mean, it'd be great if Jurgen Klopp, I mean, I know that he's a very empathetic man because we saw it with Sean Cox and what he did there, but also he recently lost his own mum in January. So, you know, is very empathetic to, you know, loss and people's situation. So, you know, especially with Liverpool being a great family club as well, there's probably a great chance that something would happen, you know?
Yeah, well, we just said, we know it's a long shot, and with it being so far away, we weren't, I honestly myself wasn't expecting it to blow up this quick and get so much love and support from everyone. And I'm totally overwhelmed at the minute as well over all of it. Like, we just can't believe it. So, like, my grandmother actually doesn't know anything about it. Now my grandfather knows. But, like, this is going to be a surprise for her. But I think now we have to end up telling her. We're going to tell her today because someone's going to ring her and be like, Maura, we've seen you all over Facebook and Twitter and everything. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, because there's sort of a campaign, isn't there? There's a hashtag, you know, a message for Maura. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hopefully... fingers crossed. I just plead with everyone if they can go onto my Facebook or my Instagram. My Instagram is Makeup by Jacqueline D and my Facebook is Jacqueline Dunnigan. And if they could just share my original post and just keep sharing and tagging Liverpool clubs and get this trending and hopefully make it happen for her, just to make one little old lady's face smile during these tough times on everyone.
Yeah, you could just imagine her, you know, hearing the message from Jurgen Klopp, wouldn't it? Happy birthday, Maura.
Like, it's crazy. You should see her watching a football match. Padre Pio, she has a little Padre Pio ornament. He comes out and he's put in front of the telly and she says her prayers and she'd be screaming and shouting if they get a goal. And my poor granddad would be falling asleep and she'll frighten the life out of him. And she's crazy. She gets the jersey on and the flags up and her scarf on and she'd be sitting there praying and hoping.
Yeah. Well, she's a little bit extra to pray for as regards football in the last few weeks anyway, because the form has been a little bit off, you know.
Well, that's it. Oh, no, she's a devoted fan is the only word for her.
So it'll come back again. So, you know, Jacqueline, yourself, you must have been over the years now grown up, you know, always, you know, delighted to have a grand like Maura. I'm sure she's done lots of kind things for you over the years.
Oh, we're blessed with the best, and that's about it. She's like another mother to all of us. She's just warm. She's give you cuddles and kisses, and she's always, the minute you walk into the house, she tries to feed you. The first thing, like any typical Irish granny, trying to, do you want something to eat? Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want this? And you're like, I'm fine, granny, I'm fine. I'll go on. You know you want it.
She spoiled you all then, yeah? There's always Granny's little, you know, secret hideaway, I suppose, chocolate and biscuits and all sorts of things.
Yeah, even the kids off the road, but like before COVID or anything, like they'd knock on the door and be like, hi, Mrs. Burke, can we have a bar? And she'd have a little bar, like a little tub ready with bars of chocolates and all for them. And she'd give them to the kids on the road. Like, just, everyone just attracts to her. You can't help but love her.
Well, she deserves, from what you say, you know, a fantastic birthday, not only because the great achievement of being 90 in March, but also what she's gone through and things that it has to be extra special this year.
Well, that's it. And I can, not just the loss of her sisters, but like she's had over the last couple of years, she's nearly broken nearly every bone in her body and she bounces back every time. She bounces back and she fights through and she keeps fighting on.
Well done. Well done, Maura. But let's have our fingers crossed anyway. As you say, the campaign is there on social media to get a message from Jurgen Klopp, especially for her birthday. And it's we've got a month anyway to get it done.
Try get there.
Yeah. No, and Jacqueline, shall I go on?
No, you can go ahead.
Has the football rubbed off on you at all?
I would support Liverpool now. I wouldn't be mad into football or sport at all of any kind now. But I do watch Liverpool matches now with Granny and with the family and all. So the rest of the family now are very obsessed as well. They'd be as bad as Granny.
Right. So you can't even, if you're sitting with her, you can't admire the talent of an opposing player, I suppose, or anything in a team.
Oh, Lord, no. No, no, no. No, no.
You'd be disowned, would you?
Oh yeah, like my brother supports Arsenal, and well, he gets he's an Arsenal supporter. He's the only one in the family, and it's not approved of. But even now, the first time I introduced my fiance to my granny, and I warned him on the way, and now he's a farmer. He has nothing to do with football. Doesn't support any team. And I said to him, I was like, Paddy, if she asked you, I said, just say you support Liverpool, please. Just say it. And of course, the minute she went in, she talked to him for maybe 2 minutes. She goes, "Do you follow football, Paddy?" And he went, "Oh, no, I wouldn't really be into sports now at all."
He goes, "Oh,
but
no.
If I did," he goes, "I'd support Liverpool." And she just looked at him with a cheeky grin. She's like, "Right answer." I was like, "Oh, no."
She sounds like a character.
Oh, she is. She is. One of a kind.
Well, we wish you all the very best. It's been pretty tough, as you've told us, over the last while, and we hope that for her birthday, everything will come together, and the message and the big day and the family, as best everybody can, to make it a very special day for her coming up in March.
Just thanks, Sally, for helping as well.
If she's but like you, Jacqueline, I think you might have inherited the fun element from Maura, so... You know, you sounded great, so I'm sure you're a chip off the old block of Maura Burke anyway.
A woman after her own heart. I know, but I'd say as well a big thank you to everyone for all the love and support, and from yourselves and everything, for getting in contact with us and just helping us to make someone smile during a tough time for everyone, not just in Ireland, but the whole world. So if we can make someone smile, it'd be an achievement.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jacqueline. Look after yourself.
You too. Thank you very much for having me.
And look after your granny. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Will.
I know you will.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Jacqueline Donegan there, about her granny, Maura Burke, on The Morning Show.